Yes, morning. Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvis Daf Lamed Zayin. Ksuvis Lamed Zayin. We left off on the Mishnah on Lamed Vav on base. We have a bit to catch up. It goes rather quickly. The Mishnah is going to focus on cases as opposed to the first Mishnah in the parak, which dealt with all the scenarios, Nairis, that are entitled to Knas. This Mishnah is going to focus on the Nairis, which are not entitled to Knas. Amongst them, we discuss Shavuya, which will be the first major Machlaikis, the Mishnah, or major topic of the Gemara, is Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam regarding the Shavuya. And then the whole second half of the daf is continuing on the topic that we've been discussing already of kamle bidrabmine, of only meeting out one punishment, not two, and k'dei rishasai. And the Gemara is going to go through various psukim, which seem to be repeating the same idea of not having mammon and misa, mammon and malchus, why we need all the various psukim. The Gemara goes through it on the second part of today's daf. Okay, it's up to Mishnah. The following girls, if they're violated, they're not entitled to knas. Habal giyaris v'shivuya v'shivcha, if one violates a giyaris, a shivuya, so a girl that was in captivity, a shivcha, that was freed. Sheniftu v'shiskayru v'shdachru, that were the shivcha that was freed, or the giyaris v'megayir, or the shivuya that was, again, redeemed from captivity, all above the age of three, yaseiris al-b'nei shalosham yamechad, since we suspect they already were violated, and they were already over the age of three, where the basulim are irreversible, they're knocked out, so she's no longer considered a basula, and therefore she's not entitled to knas. We suspect that she's no longer a basula, and she's not entitled to knas. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shvuya Sheniftes Arei Kibbutushasa. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that he agrees to Giyaris Shevcha, but Shvuya Sheniftes, she is Bikdushasa, seemingly she's still in a state of Kedusha, sounds like she can even still marry Kayan. She's in a state of Kedusha because we assume she wasn't violated, which even throughout the last Gemaras in the past, we've been discussing that there's a chumra we assume a shvuya is violated, but it's not make her a din. She's not for sure violated, and that's why we have the concept of b'shvuya kilu. So even though we were saying b'shvuya kilu, there's certainly not coolest that we'll do b'shvuya, but the bottom line is we still hold, or the Tanakhama still holds, that we're concerned that she was violated, and therefore she's not a basula. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is coming along and saying, seemingly, that we're not worried about a shvuya, she's considered b'chlal b'ktushasa. And therefore she's entitled to knas. Haba albita. Now the mission continues. Other cases where there's not going to be knas. So if you remember in the first mission of the parak, we gave a list of arayas that there was knas, even though they are arayas. Why? Because the punishment was only, not to minimize it, but only chayvi krisis, which is a punishment bidei shemayim, and therefore knas bidadim was still applicable. Whereas this list is going to have weiter case of arayas, but where the punishment is mises bezdin, and since the subject is mises bezdin, there's not going to be a din of knas. Haba albita. One is bond, his daughter. Albas bita, his granddaughter. His daughter's daughter. Albas benai. Another form, either his daughter's daughter or son's daughter, two different types of granddaughters. Abbas Ishtoi, his wife's daughter, Abbas Bina, his wife's son's daughter, or Abbas Bita, his wife's daughter's daughter. In them Kras, in all these cases, no Kras, Mishas Chayv Nafshe, because it's Chiv Misa, Misa's Bezdin, Mishnah elaborates, Shemisa son, Midei Bezdin. The Mishnah explains the chilik between this din and the din at the end of the first Mishnah. Because over here, the Misa's Alidei Bezdin, V'chol Mechayvin Nafshe, Emeshah Maman, whoever has a Chiv of Misa's Bezdin, will not be Mechayv Maman Shenemar. We've quoted this multiple times already. The pasuk when there's two men fighting against each other and they knock out and they accidentally hit a woman and knock out the vladis, and we say if there's a punishment of death, there's no punishment of mammon. But if there's no punishment of death, then there's a punishment of mammon. Says the Mishnah, v'im loy v'loy yasein anish yanish. Dafku, there's no punishment of death, then there's a punishment of mammon. We darshan that you don't have misa mammon. You only have mammon when there's no misa. Okay, so whereas in the first Mishnah in the barak, we're talking about chayv krisis. Therefore, even if there's a chayv krisis on those arayas, there still would be a din kras. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yehuda says by Shvuya, she's still considered to Shasa Kaima, and she's entitled to Knas. Rabbi Deisa and Rabbi Deisa are about to quote Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa say the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is what we just quoted in the Mishnah. Rabbi Deisa, the time he learned to Rabbi Deisa, Shvuya Echlas B'Chuma, Shvuya is able to eat Chuma. To Rabbi Deisa, pretty clear. A Shvuya can still eat Chuma. We don't assume she was violated and loses the right to eat Chuma. Amar Rabbi Deisa, V'chima Asala, Aravi Allahs. What did this Arab do to her that's going to render her possible from eating a Chuma? Because he physically fooled around. It literally means rubbed her by her chest area. Pasam nakuna. That's going to pasam nakuna. I mean, just because he was promiscuous with her doesn't mean he actually violated her to the extent that he was boiling her and therefore made her a zayna. And therefore, we allow her to still eat. We allow her to still eat. Truma Tais points out, why are we picking a Ravi. Why are you picking a Ravi of all people? Chimasla Ravi as a Tezus points out the famous Gemara in Kedusha of Emtes, where the Gemara says the Gemara goes through 9/10 of X was given to, 9/10 of speech were given to women, 9/10 of Zima, of Znus, were given to the Aravim. Aravim are Shtufi Zima. They're very promiscuous, very busy with the Znus. 9/10 of Znus in the world was actually given to Ravi, so that's why that Ravi was chosen in this context. Okay, so Amar Abba, so what do you see? Rabbi Deisa seems to agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a Shvuya, we don't assume the Shvuya was violated to the extent of becoming puzzle to Guna. Amar Abba, Dibbalai, no, you have no Raya. Maybe Rabbi is not Rabbi Deisa, maybe this is not Rabbi Yehuda. And he explains, what are we saying over here? We want to know if the person who goes and is ma'anis this Shvuya, this former Shvuya, whether he's exempt from Knas because we say she's an Abbasula. Well, guess what? This guy's a Chayta. Either way, he was ma'anis a girl. Even if he's Mefater, he's ma'anis or Mefater, a young girl. Either way, he's a Chayta. We don't want him to benefit, and therefore maybe the guy be this din of Knas. We say we don't assume that she's no longer a Basula. We assume she's still a Basula in order to punish the Chayta. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It. Avosam, Provadir, the guy with the din of eating chuma. Kirabanan's feeling, maybe he's Rabbanan, then Avada, we say she can't eat chuma, like the Chaman, we assume that she became a Zayin, that she was taka violated, and she cannot eat chuma. Inami, or go the other way. Atkan the Kabarab Deisa Hasam, Ella Bechuma Drabanan. Oh, maybe only over there by Chuma, which Bismana Zer Rash explains is Drabanan. That's a Rash actually seems to have in the, at least in the Divra Masl Rashi, it's Rashi sticks in the words, Ella Bechuma Bismana Zer Drabanan. Right? He sticks in the actual words of Bismana Zer. So the Chuma, which is Bismana Zer Drabanan, over there, they're saying we can allow it to eat the chuma. Aval knas deraisa, knas which is deraisa. Why is deraisa? Anytime you're taking a mummy from someone, that's deraisa. Taking a mummy is a deraisa concept. So knas, which is a deraisa, maybe karabanan's feeling, maybe deraisa gives karabanan, and you cannot give knas or obligate knas payment from someone who violates a shvuya. We have to assume that she no longer. She no longer is a basula. So maybe Rabbi Deisa doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe Yehuda doesn't hold Rabbi Deisa. Therefore, yes, they each say a din l'gabe shvuya that were treating her to the extent that she wasn't violated. But Rabbi Yehuda perhaps says it only l'gabe knas, and Rabbi Deisa says it perhaps only l'gabe chuma. And therefore, we have no raya that they agreed to each other. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaye. The time of Yehuda, Hacha, Shleichot and Iskar, you're deflecting the connection of Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa by saying that maybe Yehuda was only machmir, so to speak, over here to say, or make on the Shvuya to say that she's still a basula in order to be mechayev the perpetrator knas shleichot and Iskar. The sinner shouldn't benefit. Is that the reasoning of Atani Redeimer? Shvuya shenishpris harbeikum kishasa, a Shvuya that was captured. She is in her considered Bikshasa, Afilu Bas Esra Shalom Ksuvas Messiah, even if she was 10 years old, so she's well above the age of 3, where the Basulim don't come back, she's still entitled to a full Ksuvah of 200. Vasamayle Shrechat in Iskareka. Over there, no one did Navera. No one did, I mean, the captors did Navera, but we're talking about, there's no Ma'anis over there. In our Mishnah, we're talking about someone that was Ma'anisir. So you have a Svar, yeah, Shrechat in Iskar, we're going to be Machayven to pay a Knas to a girl that was a Shavuya, even though there's a possibility she already was no longer Basula. We say no, Shrechat in Iskar, we make him pay. But if that's the logic, then why would there be a din that she's that the new husband who marries her is chayiv ksuv of Messiahim because we assume she's b'kedushasa? There's no chayiv teniska over there. Agav, what's this lashon of afilu bat esar shanim? Even if she's 10 years old, the age for bia, of course, that besulam archeizim is 3. Right, so the afilu should be even though she's 3, or even though she's 12, even though she's 3 or 12, she's a gedolah already. What's 10? What does the number 10 represent by a girl, legabe, this idea of still being a pasula if she was captured? So the Rishash brings two malachim. Rishash first brings that there's a Gemara Kedusha on Pei Aleph, which says that a father, is let to sleep together in the same bed as his daughter, bekir of basr, even with their flesh touching without a separation of the flesh. There's no concern of a father and a daughter until she reaches the age, it's actually the age of 9, and 1 day. But 9 and 1 day is in the 10th year. In the 10th year. So when she's in her 10th year, no longer are we comfortable with that situation of the father lying with the daughter. And perhaps that's what we say, afilu esashanim, even though she's already 10 years old, vices, or in her 10th year, at that age, there's something that becomes more of a, she reaches a higher maturity, level of physical maturity, where there's more concerns elsewhere, even though she's at that age, legabi shvuya, legabi ksuva, we're not going to assume that she was violated by her captors, and she still gets a ksuva of 200. That's the afilu esar. It's one pshat, says the Rishash. Another pshat we find in the Torah. It says that mamzer leavei b'kal Hashem, gam derasiri, like afilu, gam derasiri, even 10th generation. We find the number 10 being associated with a reference of afilu, even, which is interesting, because it's a totally different type of reference. Over there, it's right to talk about even the 10th generation. Here, it's even 10 years old, but it's a similar idea that even 10, it's like a number. You say even 10, forget about it, not just 5, 6, 7. And the Chiddush Rabbeinu would be, you should say even 12, even 15, but okay, even 10, because we find the same number, even Dara Siri by Imams. Okay, two shots of Rosh, where we got even 10. But the bottom line is, we see over there that we're not worried about her being a Bula. Even the Gabi Ksuva, nothing to do with Leichet and Isker. Gemara says, yeah, but there's another reason over there. Hasam Nami, Dilma Mimivim Nit Nasbiba. We're concerned that if we downgrade a Ksuva from 200 to 100, from 200 to 100, that people are going to say, not just it's a possibility she was Nanas, it was for sure she's violated, she's damaged goods, and people will refrain from marrying her. We don't want people to refrain from marrying her, so yes, there's no Leichet and Isker, but there's a different reason to keep her Ksuva 200, to keep her status up, to keep her marketability on a higher level. Zuck the Gemara further. The Marna is going to focus for the next 10-15 lines on, maybe more even, on Rabbi Huda Shita. Rabbi Huda and Mishnah is saying that the Shvuya is considered, the Shvuya is considered B'Kedushasakayimah, she's considered to still be a Pesula, and therefore from one is Ma'anasir, the one who's Ma'anas is Mechuyiv to pay her, is Mechuyiv to pay Knas. We said a svara, at least Rabbi said a suggestion that perhaps it's a sleichet in Isker. We said it applies even by ksuva, and by ksuva we said maybe it's another svara that people should want to marry her, still they shouldn't refrain from marrying her. But okay, but in general, the bottom line is, Rabbi does have the opinion that a shvuya is with just a kaima. Ask the Gemara, we have a stira. Vatanya, hapay des a shvuya, one who redeems a shvuya is sana. One who redeems a shvuya is able to marry her. Meid balei sana, but if one testifies about her that she wasn't Nenas, then he can't, the guys talking about, let's say, the guys of Kayin, he testified about that she was Nenas, lo yisena, he shouldn't marry her. Rabbi Yehuda says, benkech, benkech, lo yisena. Here's the key words. Rabbi Yehuda says, whether he testifies about her or not, he shouldn't marry her. Why should he marry her? Obviously, he's presuming she was violated. Here, Rabbi Yehuda worrying that she was violated. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is the one that said that she was not violated. We have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara just says, before you, in order to answer the steer, but before you even address it, Gemara says, go back to the first two lines of the Braisa. It makes no sense. Hagufakasha. You said Amrit Apay does a Shvuya Sana. A guy who goes and redeems the Shvuya, he can marry her. Vahadotana, and then you say that Meidba La Yasena, if he testifies about her, he can't marry her. Mishunda Meidba La Yasena. The guy who redeems her can marry her. The guy, if he redeems her and then he goes and testifies about her, then he can't marry her. Testifying about her after redeeming her should make it worse. It's worse than keeping quiet. Doesn't make sense. Says Gemara, Holy Kasha. So the Gemara says, no, the Bryce is not Shver. Hach Gemara. Ha'pid is a Shvuya, Umeidba Yisa'ena. One who redeems the Shvuya and testifies about her, he's Taka believed. Why? This is a classic case of putting his money where his mouth is. If he's willing to redeem her, right? Of course, you should say, you would hope he's willing to redeem her just to redeem her because you want to do Pidyon Shvuyan. But the fact that he's willing to redeem her, and yes, he testifies that she's still not violated, we believe that he really knows what he's saying because that's why he's willing to redeem her, because he wants to marry her and he knows that she was Taka not violated, so he's willing to put his money there. That's a big testimony, the money itself, that he's Taka sure. However, Meid Bakdi, if he only testified about her without redeeming her, then we could believe him, but he shouldn't marry her. Lo Yisena, he should marry her. That's very similar to the Gemara we had in the Mishnayos, the Gemara we had in the first part of Yavamis. I think it was back in like the Chafs, in Taf Chafei, actually. It's going to come up in a quarter Britva from there in a minute. But we say over there in Yavamis that the Edim or the Bezdin that are involved in the Matar woman, we say they shouldn't marry her. They shouldn't marry the woman. It looks very suspicious. Okay, Mekongo Kasharita. So we explain the Braisa. We interpreted the Reisha that the Reisha is no longer Shver. But we have a Kasharita Rita saying over there, Benkach or Benkach, whether he pays for her or not, or just says Eidus about her. Either way, he can marry her. Sounds like Rabbi over there is Chayshish, the Shvuya was violated. Not like we're saying in our Mishnah, Rabbi holds the Shvuya is Biktushasa Kaima. Amrav, Papa, Eimer, Rabbi Yudah, Eimer, Benkach or Benkach, Yisena. I should say, Rabbi Yudah, let's switch it. Say that Rabbi holds Benkach, Benkach, Yisena. Switch it from Le Yisena to Yisena. Now, the truth is, had we not tweaked the ratio already, maybe be a little less kishmak to start. Chopping up the words of the sefer, but we already tweaked the resha. We already tweaked the resha to mean that the resha was hapoydes shvuya umeid by yisena, whereas made by kedi layisena. Already, again, that may just be an interpretation of the words, but we kind of added some color to the resha, so we're also changing the words of the sefer. However, Ritva actually takes issue. Ritva's bothered. The words of Rabbi Yehuda was benkach benkach layisena, and you're going to switch it to be yisena. It's a key change, and we find this change often in Shas. So it's interesting to me. The Ritva's bothered over here, but the Ritva's bothered that Yimam is making an opposite. He said layisena, and was saying yisena. We're saying yisena, right? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, always marry her because you assume that she's still b'kedushasa, but that's not what the Braisa says. So Ritva says a chiddush. Ritva wants to say that keep the gears the same, really. What the Gemara means to say is read a bitmia. Benkach, benkach, lo yisena. You're not going to be able to marry her? Avada, you can marry her. Meaning, read the words, keep the words lo yisena, and read it bitmia. There's a ritva. Keep the words lo yisena, and read it bitmia, which translates as what a Gemara is saying, which is benkach, benkach, yisena, as if the lo is not there. Okay, says Gemara. Rafuna Beit Vishu Amar, let him continue. Go keep the lashon of the brayso the way it was. Again, this sounds not like the ritva. Keep the lashon of the brayso the way it was. The Rebbe is saying benkach, benkach. But here's how you have to teach it. Rabbi Yehuda Dvim Darabana Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about to the Chumim in their opinion, in their language, in their world. Meaning, Lidi D, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach Benkach Yisena. According to me, I hold either way she can get married to Kayim because she remains in a state of Bekishasa. El Lidithu, but according to you, and that's not really quoted in the Braisa. El Lidithu, according to you, why are you making a distinction between saying Eidus alone or redeeming Benkach Benkach Lo Yisena Bayle? According to you, that you're concerned that she was Nenas, then the Chara, either way, you should not be able to marry. So he's talking to Chumim in their world, according to you, Lidithu, Benkach Benkach Lo Yisena Bayle. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan will say back, Hapaydas the Shavuya made, but Yisena, the one who redeems the Shavuya. And testifies about he can marry her. Why? Because Lashatin is Yuzabichdi. A person wouldn't throw out his money for nothing. We've had this in the Mesechta earlier. What did we have? Enidam Terech Besuda. Umafsida, a person want to make a suda, abi mafsida, same type of idea. A person want to throw out his money bichti. So again, even though we said there's of course a mitzvah of pinyan shuyin, so it's a little bit of an interesting jump. But the point is, he's taking such an interest over here and spending so much money. There's an assumption that Itaka knows he's not going to do it. If someone's going to testify that she was violated, it's going to mess up his whole plan. So therefore, we're assuming people aren't so altruistic, and it must be he really is sure that she wasn't nenas. But if he just has testimony and then wants to marry her, that we can't trust because shema ain't enough. Maybe his eyes were put on her. Now, the Shaila is, so we're saying, according to Chamim, Shem Einam Nasamba, and therefore if he's made by alone, he can't marry her. What if he goes and marries her? Ask the Neid Yud as a Shaila. What happens if he goes and marries her? He testifies, Bidi Evid, he testifies that she wasn't violated, and then he himself goes and marries her. And he did not redeem her. He just was made Bechdi. We're saying in Agamar, according to Chamim, according to Yehuda, of course, you can marry her. It's totally fine. But according to Chamim, you're not a marrier. So it will be lameis if he goes and marries her. So now Yehuda actually quotes, there's a Tesefta. Tesefta says that b'dieved, they can stay married. B'dieved, if he marries, the aid marries the woman they testifies that was a shvuya, that she wasn't violated, he's let her stay married. Comes along the Ritva, back on that same Gemara over there in Yevamos, on Daf Chavei, and Ritva asks, we say over there in Yevamos Chavei, if one of the Eidim testified, the husband, let's say, died, and now the wife mutter to get married, he shouldn't marry her, and if he marries her, Tate say he's got to go out. So why over there, B'dieved, do you have to get divorced? And why over here, B'dieved by shvuya, is he let her stay married? Azoyfek, the Ritva in Yevamos answers the Ritva, that is Bechilik. By shvuya, first of all, she doesn't want him to be violated. So there's an assumption that she's doing her very best to be menavelis as asma, to make herself as least attractive as possible. And Bechlau even saying that it's not for sure she was defiled. It's a possibility. But because she's being menavelis asma, because we have that chazak almost, that she's menavelis asma, we can assume that most likely she was not defiled, says the Ritva. So that's why, even though we're saying lechila, the chamol, don't marry, she shouldn't marry Kayin, but we say that b'di eved, if she gets married, she could stay married to the Kayin because we assume likely she was defiled. And furthermore, adds the Ritva, what's the Yisr ultimately if she was defiled? The Yisr is Yisra Asay. He's supposed to be taking a Basula, a Kayin Gadol, or even a Kayin, not supposed to marry a Zayna. It's an Yisr Asay or Salav. It's not an Isser of Eishes Ish. Whereas by the case of the aid with the Eishes Ish testifying that the husband died, over there the Isrek, the question at hand is, if the aid was biased and the aid was saying something that's not true and the husband's really alive, it's just Eishes Ish. So therefore, for those two reasons, because the Isser itself is Mochamer, and because you have the Svar by Shvuyah and Avel Satzmai, by Shvuyah by the Evid, we're Mekel, we allow him to stay married, whereas by Eishes Ish, even with the Evid, we're going to say there's still Usser to stay, Usser to stay married. Okay. Says them further. Rami Le Rapapa Rashmul Rabyasiv. Rapapa Rashmul is a stira in Rabyasiv. Top of Lamzaim Amanov. The suburb of the Kushas Kaima. Does Rita really hold that a woman that went into captivity, she remains Bikushas of a Tayyim the Tabayas Agiris, she is Gaira of Rosadam, a Giris that was Megayer. She converted and she saw Adam. Rabita Aimer, Dam, she saw Adam Nida. Rabita Aimer, and but till now she wasn't Nida because she was a guy. Only today she's Megayer and she saw Adam. The Shaila is, how far back do you have to worry about a Tumba Vatara? Meaning, Chazara first Mishnah in Mesechta Nida. A woman who sees dam, so the shail is, did it leave its place inside her body already before she actually noticed it coming out, and therefore she's tummy nida already prior, and we have to worry that whatever she touched these days, we're not so cognizant. We only focus on nida legabi the iser and heter labala legabi iser heter labala. But of course, the main concern, at least an equal concern, probably more relevant to most people back in the day, was the Tumah V'Tahara element. That Anita, when she's Anita, she's Tameh, and therefore any Taharas that she touched becomes Tameh, any place that she sits was a big, we've always spoken in the past many times, that Pashtus, this will be literally by far the biggest change, even bigger than Karbanas and other things, but when Mashiach comes and the Beis Hamikdash, the biggest change would presumably be being cognizant and aware of dealing with Trumas, Maestros, Kachem, and Tumah V'Tahara. Anyway, so this Isha, the Shaila is, how far back do you go? Do you have to be concerned that maybe she was Tameh? So the Mishnah brings different possibilities. Do you say, do you go back 24 hours, Meis Leis? Do you go back to the last time she did a Bedika? Is that the how far you go back? And the Mishnah brings, it really depends on the type of woman and the scenario, but the Mishnah brings the possibility, you say, Dayashaita. Dayashaita means, from when she saw, from then on forward, she's Tameh, you don't go back. So the Shaila is about this Geiris. Ruda says, Dayashaita, you go, it's sufficient from the time she saw, only from then on are we concerned that she's Tameh. Rabbi Siyamer, Arehu, Arehi, no, she's like all the women. She's metameh, meaning you go back to the lesser of, the more recent of 24 hours. You don't go back past 24 hours. Or if she did a bedika within the past 24 hours, that would be the as far back as you go back. Not further than that. Okay. But Tzvi Rashi points out that Rabbi Yehuda says, Daya Shaiti, you say, you know, it's Daya just to go forward, you don't go back at all, is because since you're not going to go back full 24 hours, because she was a guy 24 hours ago, so 24 hours is not really going to be, is not going to be relevant. So once you're not going back to full 24 hours, you're not going to go back to the Pekida, to the most recent Pedika either, you just go forward. That's how Rashi explains Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Here's the part that we need for our question. And she has to wait 3 months before she gets married to Rabbi Yehuda, because we want to be mafchin, we want to be able to discern between any Zera that was born from her, when she was conceived. Obviously, the child's be born when she's Jewish already, but was conceived when she was already a Yid, to a child that was conceived when she's still a guy. Rabbi says no. She's mutter for her to do Erison and get married right away. Now, Rabbi Huda's requiring this Geiris to wait 3 months. It sounds like he suspects her of having relations right before she was Megayer. So the Gemara is connecting that. For some reason, the Gemara is going to say obvious chilek. The Torah is almost like, what was the Havmina? But the Gemara is going to, the question is, you see, Rabbi Huda's worried that she has relations. So too by Shvuya, why by Shvuya do we assume between Joseph Kaima and over here by Geiris, we're concerned that she had Bia right up into the Geiris. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Shabbos says back, that's a Kasha. Geiris is Shvuya Karamis, yes, Kasha, Geiris is Shvuya. Geiris la Mentunavsha, Shvuya Mentunavsha. Geiris doesn't watch herself, a Shvuya does watch herself, seemingly an obvious terrorist. It's almost interesting the Gemara doesn't ask, who the Kari Lama Kari, what was the Havmina that the Mefresh we get into. But the truth is, even before the Mars Teretz, Tesis is a bomb Kasha. So he says, before the Mercedes Teretz, in the Havamina, we were asking a question that you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds by Geiris. We're concerned she has relations right up to the Geiris. So then, why by Shvuya are we not concerned that she was violated, she had relations with the captors? That is the Gemara's question. In the Havamina, the Gemara says, of course, Geiris and Shvuya is different. But in the Havamina, we were comparing Geiris to Shvuya. As Taisa says, once in the Havamina, you compare Geiris to Shvuya. So what if you go to this steer from a Braisa to Rabbi Yehuda? Go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said the following three Nashim, not a Tata Knas. A Geiris, a shivcha and a shvuya that became over 3 years old, that they left that situation over 3 years old, we say all three are not tatakanas. That's Tanakama. We need to argue specifically on which case he argues on shvuya. He doesn't argue on Geiris. Why not? If Rabbi Huda and the Gemara's Havamina, that Geiris and Shvuya are the same, Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah should be arguing Geiris the same Geiris and Shvuya. Bomb Kashav and Taisvis working in the Gemara again. And we'll call it a little bit Mechudish Tikka Havamina. But in the Gemara's Havamina, why on earth are we going to a Brisa as a Kasha, asking the Mishnah alone, why is Rabbi Huda arguing only on Shvuya and not arguing Geiris? It's the Fest the Kashav and Taisvis, Tap Taisvis, Taisvis asks the Kasha. Hashtam Dam the Geiris, and Kain Tikshle Masnissan. Masnissan Goof is a Kasha. So Taisvis answers that Vadai, the Begiris, this is the Pashta Chilik. A Geiris, until she sets her mind on being Megayer, certainly over there we know she's free and she's promiscuous, right? The whole svara was a Geiris, once she's made up in her mind, she wants to Megayer. We had a Gemara a couple of hours back that a person is being Megayer, could they say testimony? We had a Gadol saying testimony about what he saw as a Katan, right? Legabe Kiyim Shtaris. We said a Gadol could say Eidos of what he saw as a Katan, that works. So the Gemara over there, that was the Mishnah. So the Gemara over there discussed, what about someone that's Megayer saying Eidos about what they saw before they were a guy? So the Gemara brings different opinions. The svara to say that we would believe it is because a person, even before the Megayer, since they're planning to be Megayer, so therefore they already are keeping tabs, they're keeping in mind the edus that they're seeing in order to say testimony once they're a ger. The concept is a person even for the megayer, if they're planning to be megayer, they already have certain amount, a certain status, perhaps. So says Taisvis, that's all good in the moments before she's being megayer, and that's where Gemara is asking from. Even at the time, right before Afghana means you're worried that she just had beer recently, still got to wait 3 months. She just had beer recently. That's a concern that even when she already had intent to be megayer, she still is having relations. She's only promiscuous. But the fact that when she was a full-fledged guy without even intent to be megayer, that she had relations, of course over there we still have shared relations, and therefore from the Mishnah we never would have had a kasha that why a girl over the age of 3 who's a gieris is not entitled to knas, because of course Kozma, she never had full intent to be megayer, certainly at that point she's not going to be considered protected. So that, therefore you couldn't have asked for the Mishnah. You dafka to ask for the Brisa. Either the Mar's answer simply is gieris is certainly different than Shvuya. Ask the Mar, we have a steer in Shvuya itself. From Shvuya Shvuya, we have steer from Shvuya to Shvuya. The time you went to Brisa gieris Shvuya Shivcha Sheniftu Vishkayr Vishdachru Yisir Sabnai Shal Shalom Yamechad. A gieris Shvuya Shivcha that were redeemed, that became a gieris, that was freed from slavery over the age of 3. Tzrichas Amdim Shlosh Chodashim. They have to wait 3 months. Tivyar Bihuda, Rabbi says that all of them have to wait 3 months. Al Tafchana, they have to wait 3 months to make sure they're not pregnant. And in that list was Shvuya. So forget about asking for Megiris, we're asking for Shvuya Shvuya. And our Mishnah Rabbi says, Shvuya is considered B'nis Kedusha Sakayma. If she's B'nis Kedusha Sakayma, she's certainly not pregnant, there's no Afchana. And yet over here we're saying there's Afchana, that's a Stira. Rabbi Yasi, then we just finished the Baisa, Rabbi Yasi Matir, Laras Nasmiad, Rabbi Yasi, like in our Mishnah, like we had early in the Baisa, Rabbi Yasi holds that it's Mutter to get engaged, we'll call it the Eirusin, and get married right away. But the point is, we have a steer of Yehuda, Ishtik. So that's Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi, that Meira, was quiet about the steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei. So then he said to her, Papa Shmuel, maybe you have an answer. Even though you're the one that, it's very interesting, even though you're the one that asked the question, maybe you asked the question and you had an answer in your back pocket. You weren't there. Another answer, but maybe you yourself have an answer. Midas Shemil Chabad, do you have episode? You heard something about this? Amalei. Hachi Amar Sheshes, and indeed he was correct. Rabbi Yasi has something in his back pocket. Amalei Hachi Amar Sheshes said, Sheruah Shenivela. We're talking over there in a case where they saw she was Nivela. They saw that this Geris, this Shivcha, this Shvuya was Nivela. So over there, Shvuya, of course, even with degrees, you saw she was Nivela. So Vad in that case, she's going to say that you have to wait 3 months. And in Achami, in that case, she wouldn't be Dalta Knaz. Our Mishnah, in the case, we didn't see that she was Rish Nivela. Obvious question is, what did Rabbi Yasi say? Rabbi Yasi says, he's matir aris l'nasa miyad. If you saw she was nivela, why would you have to wait 3 months? Says the Mar Yehachi by Tam Rabbi Yasi. What's Rabbi Yasi? You have to wait 3 months. Amarabah because Rabbi Yasi isha mezana meshameshes meich shetazaber. A woman who's having relations out of the context of a marriage, she uses a meich, she uses a contraception, she uses a meich, and in order not to get pregnant, and therefore, we're not concerned that she became pregnant from the captor. Says Gemara, great, that's a good answer. Bisham Begiris. A Gieris, you could say she's not getting pregnant. Why? Keeping the Daita Ligiris for we just mentioned before from Tesis. She has Das to become Gieris. She doesn't want to have, therefore, Mitra Nafsha. She wants to protect herself from getting pregnant while she's still a guy because she's planning to become a Yid. So even though she's still apparently having relations, but she doesn't want to become pregnant, so we understand that she's going to use a meich. Shvuya nami, a shvuya also, delay adahecha mamtala. She doesn't know when she'll be redeemed. She's hoping to be redeemed. And therefore, she doesn't know when the captors are going to sell her and let her be redeemed. Therefore, she wants to protect herself from being pregnant. Shivcha nami, desham pimara, even a shivcha. She heard from a master that he's going to be freeing her. He's intending to free her. So we can assume maybe that's the case that she used a meich. But there's another case where a shivcha goes free. El deshem ba'ayin, a shivcha goes free because the master knocked out her tooth or knocked out her eye. That's not something that was planned. She had no clue that was coming. So Michael Lemayim, in that case, what are you going to say? You're going to tell me such a case that she used a meich and therefore based on the only afchana. In that case, her basis should agree. You need afchana, and he doesn't make such a distinction of a shivcha that went free this way or that way. Either way, Rabbi Yasi says, Shivcha also is included in the list of people who don't need Afchana. You don't have to wait 3 months. Why? You assume she used a meich. Why would she use a meich in a case where she has no expectation of becoming free? Rabbi Yasi in the Mishnah was only talking about cases where that didn't happen in Mela, meaning things that didn't happen suddenly, like Shem Ayin. By Shem Ayin, he would agree you have to wait. He was talking about the Mishnah by case that didn't have suddenly, but we have a Bryce that says not like that. The case of Anusim Afuta, that's a case where Anusim Afuta is a case where one was violated or persuaded, but it happened kind of in the moment. It wasn't a prepared story. It wasn't something that was expected. And still, the time went by. Anusim Afuta, have to wait 3 months because of Avchana to make sure we know who the father is, in case she got pregnant from this first, the person that was Manasar or Mefater. Rabbi Yasi Matir, whereas the Basis Matir, to get erusin and marriage right away. Again, he's not worried about avchana, and that's considered again a case of a meila. It was sudden. It was nenas. She has no preparation, and she's mafut. There's no preparation. And still, he's saying you don't have to have avchana. Why not? That's a kasha on Rabbi Yosi. Says Gemara, what's the svar b'chal? Elam Rabba, because Rabbi Yosi isha mizana misapechas kleshes aber. Elam Rabba. So Rabbi saying a new answer. That Rabbi Yosi, I'm saying Elam. I'm stressing Elam on purpose because it's actually a machlekes Rashi versus Tosfos Rambam. Rashi learns this teretz of isha mizana misapechas is going back not just on this last case of anus. It's going back in the case of shame. It's going back in all the cases that are basically that a woman who's having relations, who's having znus, we're no longer going to even rely on meich. We're saying, because that would be something which requires preparation. A woman who's mezana has another form of contraception. What she does is she's misapechas. She turns herself in a way that the zera should leave her body. She stands up, or she turns herself in a way that the zera should not stay in her body, and she should not become pregnant, which obviously is not a very foolproof way of contraception. That's what it says. V'idach. And Rabbi Yudah argues and says he's still in Avchana, because even if he agrees to the concept that a woman is misapechas whenever she has a znus, still, Chashin and Shavalinus Apecha Yaf Yafa was scared that she wasn't misapech very well, meaning she's scared that even if she tried to do it, she didn't get all the zera out, and therefore it's not a very safe form of contraception. Therefore, we have to be worried you need Avchana to make sure that she didn't become pregnant. But the point is, according to Rashi, we're saying that this applies in this Gemara and the prior Gemara as well, that we're relying now on misapechas. According to Rambam Tosfos, we're only relying on it by the case of anusim afut, that she's disgusted and she wants to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. So for there, we're relying on misapechas. But otherwise, in the early Gemara, we don't come out to the idea of misapechas. So 2 points in this. First of all, is it b'chal mutter? Is it mutter for a woman to be misapechas? There's an isser of ashchas zera. For a man, certainly to be mashchas zera is usser. Is a woman for an isha mutter for an isha to be mashchas zera? So there seems to be a raya from this Gemara. Do we say that she's misapechas? It's a raya that it's permissible. She's misapechas, right? It's permissible ashchas zera. Or you say bechlal. What they're doing bechlal is not mutter in the first place. They're having relations it may not be willingly. She may be violated. But earlier with meich, the truth is she's the opposite. Earlier with meich, they don't want to bring a raya from the case of meich, because the case of meich, we're talking about cases of znus, so maybe the fact that she uses a meich doesn't mean it's mutter. That's what she does. She's having relations out of the marriage. She doesn't want to get pregnant, so therefore she uses a meich. It's not a right that's mutter. But in this case, where she was nenas, she was mefuta, so over here she didn't do anything wrong, or at least in the case of Inus, mefuta maybe a little more, but Inus, she did nothing wrong, and was saying she's misapechas. Is that an indication that it's permissible to be misapechas for the mashchazera? Is that maybe a raya that the woman has no tzivay against the shchazera? She has no tzivay of puruvu, and therefore no tzivay on shchazera, which is a swear we have said in the past, or no, she is mitzvah, but that's mitzvah. Is, she's still misapechas anyway. That is a shayla. Someone being arrived from here, she's not mitzvah. Others want to say an interesting chiddush. The Sefer Zera Kiddush wants to say kind of in between. Then no, I'll tell you normally, she is mechayev. A woman is mitzvah against the shchasar as well. But not in the case where the Zera was put in her body against her will. When the Zera was housed in her body against her will, like by case of Nenas, and even maybe Mefuta, where she was persuaded, but it wasn't something that was considered fully regular willingly, over there, maybe there would be a big Kiddush, that would be Mechalik in the Isra of Hashkaz Zera for an Isha, whether or not it came into her body willingly or not. Bottom line, there's actually a Mechalikus Lemaisa in the place, already goes back to, I think it goes back to Rishonim already, whether or not, by Nanusa, we paskin, whether or not we assume whether you need Afchana by a girl that was Nenas, or not, it's a Machlekes Lemaisa in the place. Okay. So that's the Gemara now. Now we're going to focus, we're going to rest the daf, goes rather quickly, on these, for the most part, on these multiple psukim saying that we don't have punishments of Misa Maman, Malkus Maman, Malkus Misa Malkus. We're going to focus on why you need so many psukim. Our Mishnah quoted one pasuk. Shenemar says Gemara Vloya Anash Vloya Asin Anash Anash. Where there's no Misa, then there's a punishment of a monetary punishment. In fact, Marva Machanaf is at the source of Kamli Vidamine or of not giving two punishments. Masanaf, we have another source. We quoted this 2 bad ago. Kitei Rishasai Mishem Risha Achas Tamachai Vitei Machai Mishem Shem Shuyas. You can only give punishment Bezdin Kol Mina a punishment for one Risha, not for two Rishus. Chad of Misa Maman, Chad of Malkus Maman. Answer the Gemara, you need one pasuk to tell me Misa Maman. That's of course the pasuk of Le'yasin. When there's death, there's no Maman. When there's no death, then there's Maman. So in one pasuk teach me you don't give Misa a capital punishment of Maman. And the Kedei Rishas is teaching me Chad Malkus Maman. You don't do Malkus and Maman. Says the Gemara, why do I need two separately Mudim? V'tzricha, and I need both. Why? Yesh mina Misa Maman. Because if you tell me that there's no Misa Maman, simple. Should they keep it in Mashama? This is such a chametic punishment of Ibn Hashama, of taking away life. So over there we say no Maman. Alpha Malkus and Maman, like Ibn Hashama, but Malkus and Maman, we're not taking away life. Maybe you do, you talk to do both. Aim Allah, maybe you would do both. Yesh mina Malkus, maybe teach me, if you tell me that Malkus and Maman, you don't do both. Mishim delay chamim isurei. Because maybe the transgression wasn't so chamer in the sense that, well, you have his Malkus, Maman, okay, you do both. Alpha Misa. Misa, Mamu Misa, where the Aveir was so Chomer, so maybe over there, the Chomer, since this was so Chomer, Emelim, maybe don't meet up both punishments. This is a Raya, from remember we quoted a Shaila, in the Lamed Shaila and Achreinim, whether or not the idea of Kamei Vidramine, is it, when we say that the capital punishment patters the other punishment, is it the punishment, the capital punishment, pattering the monetary punishment payment, or is it the Aveir Shabbai? Because he did such a Chomer to Aveira, and we're dealing with the Aveir Shabbai, therefore he's patter. The Afghani, we said, was that would be the Pshat by Chayv Misa Shaygin, that perhaps that's why we have a drush that you're exempt. We clearly have a drush about it, but could be in the lumdest, it's the Aveir Shabbai that's pattering, not the punishment. Okay, the Gemara says, Avamisa, which is Chomer, so Chomer, maybe that's when it patters the Mammon, but maybe Malkus not. So we have a swear both ways. If we need a Pasuk, both by Misa Mammon and by Malkus Mammon, they only get one punishment. Or a mayor, Dhamma Lake Mashab, or a mayor, we said a couple of months ago, of course, mayors of this opinion, Rish Lakish introduced a mayor who holds, you do have Lake Mashalim, so he doesn't need Kedei Rishasi for that. So Tak Lamali, what is he to Pasukim for? Yes, he could agree that you don't say Misa and Mammon, but Malkus Mammon heals, you do say. So what's the second Pasuk for? Chadam Misa Mammon, Tapam Beis, Vachadam Misa Malkus. One's for Misa Mammon, and one's for Misa and Malkus. Vitzricha. I need to tell me no Misa Mammon, and no Misa and Malkus. I need both. Yes, we know Misa Mammon. If you tell me there's no Misa Mammon, Vashem Dechad Begufe, Vachadam Mayne, Lev Dinon. One's with his body, one's with his money, and therefore you don't give two punishments, one of the body, one of the money. Of Misa Malkus, Misa Malkus, the Aitvad Begufe. Both are in his goof. Ema Misa Richti. Maybe the Misa Malkus is like one long Misa. The Malkus is like a segue into the Misa. Appetizer for the Mises, it's all in his goof. We know we have the Gemara elsewhere, which says, Mali Kutla Kula, Mali Kutla Palga, right? The constant Gemara says, what's the chiluk if you kill him partially, kill him fully, meaning damaging a person's body is a partial form of killing him, right? There's actually a beautiful connection in that they bring this Rashi. There's a sugi, there's a Mandamru who says that you need 23, a bezin of 23, not just for Mises Bezdin. Malkus also requires a bezin of 23, not just a bezin of 3. Mammon is, you know, you do 3. Misa, you know, you need 23. What about Malkus? There's a Mandamru, the Tana says that you need Malkus is 23 like Misa. So over there, it's really based on based on the Gemara. Rashi elaborates on that opinion in the Gemara, and Rashi says that this Tana treats Misa like a fifth form, you know, as Dal Misa's Bezdin. There's a fifth form of Misa. A person that's Aveira is really Chayiv Misa. The Torah says you give Malkus, and you don't have to not even have Aveira, gets Misa, you get Malkus instead of the Misa, so to speak. But the Malkus is almost like in the place of Misa. Fits very well what we're saying over here, that it's a Misa Arichta. It's like a Misa Arichta. Really gets Chayiv Misa, and Malkus is like in its place. It's a form of giving him a capital punishment. Okay, says Gemara, so I would think maybe over there you do both. Kamashman, you don't. If you ask me to Misa Malkus, if you tell me don't do Misa Malkus, I'd say Tartu Bikuf Avdina. Maybe you don't do a double punishment in his body. Av Misa Mammon, since one's in his body and one's Mammon, maybe over there you would do it. Chad Bikuf Echad Mayne, Eman Ave, maybe you do meet out both punishments. Tzricha, so we need both Pesachim. Okay, next Pasuk. Don't take money payment for a Nefesh Rasech for a murderer. Lomli, who needs a Pasuk? Tell me you don't take money to pay for a murderer. You're giving him a capital punishment. Who needs that Pasuk? Tamarachmana. No, that's Pasuk telling me, don't let him buy his way out of his punishment. Don't let him pay money and say, he'll say, I'll give a lot of money to the family and don't give me capital punishment. No, that's not a viable solution. It's not that when I'm a chuyiv in Mammon and Misa, that we know already. You don't allow him to buy his way out of Misa with Mammon. Similarly, don't take kaifer, lanas miklatai. Don't take money for the guy to not have to run to the ear miklat. Lamli, who needs that Pasuk? That Pasuk tells me, don't meet out. That doesn't mean don't give him gullus and make him pay money. It means don't allow him to pay money to get out of going to gullus. Same idea. For Trey Kar Lomeli, who needs to psukim about not buying his way out of the punishment? Says Mara, simple. One pasuk by Shagig and one pasuk is by Mazid. Utsrichi. Tiashmi. And if you tell me by Mazid, where guy's Chiv Misa, he's Chiv by Mazid, he's Chiv Misa, capital punishment for committing murder, that he's not allowed to redeem himself out in money. It's much more Chamei Isser. Al Shagig, the Chamei Isser. Shagig with the Isser is not as Chamer. Maybe we would allow him to buy his way out. Amalai. Tiashmi. And if you tell me by Shagig, I'd say because there's no Ibud Neshama. There's no punishment of death for the killer, and therefore over there you can't redeem his way out. Av Mezid, Iki Ibud Neshama, where the alternative is giving this guy capital punishment, killing him. Maybe over there we do allow redemption. Emalai Tzricha. So if we say the Chiddush is that in both cases we do not allow redemption. Will Eretz ask him about another pasuk? Will it relate it into the topic? Will Eretz Leichup Ladam? The land should not be kapar for the blood of Shushubachba Kiyim Adam Shavchei. The only way to get kapara is spilling the blood of the one who spilled it. Meaning you can't. There's no other way of getting kapara. Well, normally, what's that pasuk teaching me? But by the following Brisa, Menachem is Arfa Egla We have a case, of course, where you find a dead person between two cities, and we don't know where the dead person came from and which city has the perpetrator who committed the crime. So you bring, of course, the Zikni Erkam with Egla Rufa, and they snap the neck. They say a Daniel Shafka Damazeh, and they snap the neck of the Egla, and they bury it there. So the question is, how do you know that? Let's say they find the perpetrator after doing this procedure, after doing the Egla Rufa, how do you know that you don't say he's exempt? We already took care of it. He's exempt, but rather we still take him to justice. Menayin Shei Peturna say, you know, Patrim Shnemar, Ulef Lechapil Dam, Ashishuvichba, we darshan the land will not have a kapara for the blood that was spilled. Ki aim, the end of the pasuk, Bedam Sheifchei. The only way to get a full kapara is to track down, is to mete out punishment to the one who spilled the blood. I mean, he's still chayiv. Misa, that's what that pasuk is teaching me. V'ata tivara damanaki mekabechel amali. Now the pasuk that continues says, and you should get rid of the dam, the those who spilled damanaki from your midst. What's that teaching me? V'bayilichatanya, that pasuk teaching me the following. Besides, how you know that those that are chayiv misa, they get executed with chayiv? How you know they get? That, well, I should say better. How do you know that those that get saif, the way they get saif is as follows? Shuman at saver, you do it by the neck, maybe stab in the heart. Talmud Lamer, Vata Tavar Adamanaki Mikirbecha. Hukshikol Shechidam Negla Rufa. We're comparing those that commit murder, those that are chayef to capital punishment, we compare it to Egla Rufa, Malalon Minak Tzavar. Just like Egla Rufa, you break its neck from the back. So to Af Shechidam Minak Tzavar, so to Shechidam, those who spill blood, they get killed, they get their capital punishment from the neck. Imal Alam Bakupat Mul are Ayref. Maybe over there too, we should say, just like over there, with the axe, and it's, remember, you slam it with an axe in the back of its neck. Maybe you use an axe on the person and the back of his neck, not with a sword, not with a saif. Tells me you have to be bar la misa yafa. Pick for him a nice misa. I got him to daven now, but just one quick point on this very big discussion in the version. Is there a din of after chamecha by a person who doesn't act with misa? Maisa Reacha, it doesn't act with Maisa Amecha. The Mefarshim brings, Mishbur brings it already, and Mishbur brings it from early sources, about there's a mitzvah to hate a person who goes against the action that clearly violates the mitzvah of Torah. Here we have a person's Chayav Misa. You have a guy's Chayav Misa, he's giving capital punishment because he's a murderer, and yet we're still applying, murder him, well, not murder him, mete out capital punishment in a way that's more yafa. Don't use an axe and break the back of his neck. Why? Because we see clearly that we are applying haftarei chamecha. You could say it was a one-time mishap, but the bottom line is we have a person that clearly was not acting in a proper way, and we still say haftarei chamecha. So it's interesting where we do and where we do not apply these ideas of haftarei chamecha when we say that he's not doing, not acting properly. Mitzvah l'snei esai, and when we don't, interesting conversation. We'll pause it, we'll pick it up and mitzvah later. The plan.